Hello and welcome. This is the second part of the Learning to Program in Python tutorials by Nathan Tech. I am Nathan Smith, the voice for these tutorials, and I will be talking you through the upcoming episodes. This is episode one, and in this episode I'm going to talk to you about what we plan to do and a few key concepts you will need to understand. In the first part of these tutorials, you learned the things to know when programming in Python specifically. That includes how to do functions, variables, and loops. Now, what we intend to do is to apply that knowledge in the form of making a game. And before we start, I first of all want to iterate that there are many, many ways to make a game. At the end of the day, there are many genres of games, many styles of coding, and the methods we are going to teach you here are just one of those. So let's get started. First of all, what game are we going to make? We are going to be making a number guessing game. It's a great little one to start with. It's a bit like the Hello World of programming in general. If there's one easy game to start with when learning any language, it's a guess the number game. It gets you with a few functions. In the case of Python, it will get to know us with a few modules and such. And we're also going to touch on how to build your first graphical user interface. Now, I failed to remember if we touched on this in the tutorial, so I'm just going to do a quick recap on the difference between a graphical user interface and other forms of displaying things. That's going to be our first key concept. So what is a graphical user interface? When programming, you may have noticed that Python is done primarily in the command line tool for Windows or the terminal for Mac. In that regard, everything appears in those boxes. There is no arrow key usage, so to speak of, no keystrokes or mouse clicks or any pictures. A graphical user interface is exactly what it sounds like. It's a user interface, i.e. something that we, the users, interact with, that has graphics. For our purposes of creating an audio game as a guess the number game, these graphics will be nothing more than a blank screen with a title. However, in video games, for example, the graphics can be such things as a character running across the screen, the visuals of a map, or even a little sprite bouncing across the screen when the user moves the mouse. So let's talk about the second key concept now. The second key concept that I want to touch on is event loops. Now, when I first heard about event loops, I must admit, I got rather scared. They sound extremely complicated, but well and truly, they're not. And in that regard, I'm going to teach you about event loops, how I understand them. So first of all, we know what a loop is. It's a piece of code that gets executed over and over again. And put very simply, an event loop is a loop that checks for and acts upon events. An example of this event might be that the user has quit the program. For example, if I was using a game and I clicked quit, then the program will generate a quit event, which the event loop will then notice and close the program. It's that simple. I am going to provide a very basic event loop function for the game that we are going to be making, which you can find beside this tutorial in the table it is displayed in. You may want to copy and paste that into Notepad, and I will talk you through that line by line in the next episode. These episodes will vary in time a little bit based on their content. For example, this one is noticeably shorter than the others, simply because this one is an introduction and a covering key aspects. Not all of the code spoken about in this tutorials will be provided. This is an aim to try and get you, as the user, to figure things out for yourself. And while I may talk through certain lines, not all of them will be provided in either the text copy or the example code. To do this tutorial, you will quite obviously need Python, and you will need Pygame installed. That is what we are going to use as our main module. We'll talk a little bit about how we're going to import the modules and sort of what other modules we will be using in the course of this these episodes in general. But for now, what I would like you to do is open up your preferred command line terminal. Remember, in Windows, that's opening up command line, which you can do by going to your run box and typing cmd. And in there, providing you have set up Python correctly, you can simply type pip, P-I-P, space, install, space, pygame, P-Y-G-A-M-E. I do not personally provide support for pygame because I don't make it at the end of the day. But it is a very, very commonly used library for creating games in general. So there's plenty of support on the web should you encounter problems. You'll get a lot of text telling you about how that's doing, that it's downloading and installing, and then when that is complete, you are ready to move on to part two. So I'll see you next time in episode 2, where we will start coding.